Blog Talk Radio.
To home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord hath made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us, yes, let you, you and you, let us exalt that wonderful name of Jesus together. Truly, I am so excited that you have joined me on today, and why don't you come right on in and make yourself right at home. Truly, God has a tremendous blessing for you on today. We have a wonderful guest that's going to be with us on today, and I'm so excited about what God is going to do and share with us through this great woman of God. On today, my special guest is Dr. Mary Ruth Montgomery. And I just wanted to share with you a little bit about Dr. Montgomery. She hails from Warren, Michigan, and she's the senior pastor there at the Ecclesia International Ministry. And the ministry itself was birthed out of the heart of God. In Jeremiah, it states, the sheep have scattered and have been driven and left to themselves, but God said he will gather the remnant of his flock and out of all the countries and will bring them back. Their mission also is to bring lost sheep into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and assist in the development of believers who walk in the love and authority and blessings of God, developing God's people to know God as well as to know the power of God and to equip them to walk therein. A little bit about Dr. Montgomery, and we're going to get right into talking to this wonderful woman of God. Dr. Mary Ruth Montgomery is an anointed vessel of God who has not made herself for sale to the highest bidder, but continued to speak the truth in love, amen, and without cowardling to the people of God. She can be counted on to be a true and steady and to articulate with the boldness the word of life given to her by her awesome God. Also, she is as well to her family. She is the herald as a loving mother, also as a devoted grandmother, as well as a very encouraging sister as well. Let me share a little bit more about this great woman of God, some of the great things that she has done and doing in and through for the people of God and for God. She also is the adjutant for the International Missionary Christian Women's Auxiliary President, none other than Lady Joyce Tate, and this is for the Pentecostals of the Assemblies of the World. Also, we have also for Dr. Montgomery, she's also, as well as a person that has been ordained, been a very powerful evangelist, revivalist, as well a dynamic speaker and seminar speaker, anointed conference presenter and generous mentor, and a consecrated adjutant, as I stated earlier. And her uncompromising ability to handle the word of God transcends the confines of tradition and denomination. This woman of God have a passion and love for God and the things of God. And at this time, I want to, at this particular time, is to introduce to some and to present to other, none other than Dr. Mary Ruth Montgomery. Dr. Montgomery, welcome aboard.
Praise the Lord and greetings in the blessed name of Jesus. It is such a blessing to be with you, my sister. Thank you for having me, Pastor Helen.
Amen. God bless you. Well, it is indeed an honor for you to be with us on today, and I'm just so excited about what God is going to do in and through you on today and speaking to the people of God. I want to say also to the radio land that Dr. Montgomery and myself, we work together on the international level and things we serve. Both her and I, we serve Lady Joyce Tate, and it has been a tremendous blessing.
Yes.
In working with this profound woman of God. I honor you, and I really appreciate you and things and all that you are doing there in the wonderful city of Warren, Michigan. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the ministry and some of the things that you're doing there in the city of Warren?
Well, the Lord has truly blessed us. Back in December of 2010, we started the work, and we started with just a couple of people. Now the Lord has blessed us to grow in numbers, and seemingly the Lord is blessing us with couples, young couples, which we are so thankful and grateful to God for having. God is doing a tremendous work there. We have several things going on. For one, we have an aftershock program. That's where the young people meet on Friday night, and they discuss, they share. And God has turned that meeting itself into an inner healing session for some of our young people. We really don't realize what our youth is going through, but they're going through a whole lot of things. Also, yeah. We have at this time a conference call every Monday night. Every Monday night we have one of our elders. It started off as a young men's Bible class. It have grew to whosoever will now. Let them come yeah. and sit and just hear the word of God. So that's every Monday night. If you check on my Facebook page, you'll see the conference call number for that. And then on Sunday we meet at 12:30 with family prayer. There's a saying, the family that pray together, stay together. And that's yeah. what we're endeavoring to do. We come together, we pray for one another, we cry out. And I tell you, when you set a meeting time for God, God will always show up. Amen?
Mm.
So we yeah. have yeah. prayer from 12:30 to 1, and then we go into Christian Ed. And after Christian Ed, we go into our worship service. And it's just a blessing to, it's a small congregation at this time, but the Lord has assured us. It was about a year and a half ago. I was away on a little sabbatical, and the Lord shared a word with me, the baby shall live and not die, speaking
yes.
concerning the church. It's a small work now, but God said the baby shall live. And I choose to believe the word of the Lord. So that's what we're doing. We're making our mark there on the far east side of Detroit in the suburbs. And the Lord is blessing us right now.
Amen. Well, wonderful, wonderful. And I'm so excited about all of the wonderful things that you said in your aftershock program for the young people. That sounds profound because we really don't know the depth of some of the things that they're actually going through without having a place
exactly.
and a platform for them to share and open up and then to receive that healing, like you said, the healing. And then also something
yes.
that is so profound that is needful is that family prayer, family that pray together,
yes.
stay together. Mm-hmm. Now,
yes.
I was looking also at your bio, Dr. Montgomery, that we didn't mention, and then I also, it would be behoove me to not share this because I think it's very important too, is that you currently serve as the assistant treasurer of the Northern District Council and things, as well as you're also the president and the CEO of the Ladies of the East Ministry. Is it LOTM?
Yes.
LOTM?
LOTM.
Uh-huh. Yes, LOTM.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Please.
Pastor, I've been saved 40 years. And during those 40 years, I have walked with the Lord, and I have been a part of my council. I served as an officer with the young people, with the district, and now it's my honor, my privilege to serve and sit on the board with the parent body. I praise God that I am the only woman that sit on the executive board, and it's such an honor. When I was coming up, I saw the executive board members walking around, and lo and behold, now I'm one of them. Hallelujah. And I praise God. It's such an honor, and we have such a unique council. As some of you may know, our bishop, he retired last June. Now Bishop Ellis, he's our interim bishop. So I know God have great things in store for us, and it is just a pleasure to be a woman serving as the assistant treasurer of our state.
Yes, it really is. It is an honor and things, and also for you saying that you being the only woman there on the executive board, I really commend you and thank the Lord for that blessing, that great blessing and that honor that he has bestowed on you in the ministry and because of your faithfulness. And so I'm glad that we was able to see that when the Lord showed me that I didn't, we did not share that. I didn't want to allow this show to leave without sharing that information, and then lo and behold, to share even deeper of some of the greater things that God has done for you. Tell us a little about Lodom and things, if you want to share it with us about that particular ministry that you have.
Lodom is a women's group that we started over 20 years ago. And the Lord has blessed us to go across the state of Michigan. We also took it over to the Bahamas 1 year. And what it does is it encourages and empowers women to be more than what they are. My thought and my premise is everybody is somebody. And so what we try to do when the women meet together is encourage them, push them into their destiny. There's a great need for just the body of Christ just to gather together. And through this gathering together of the women, when God first shared, laid on my heart to do it, we was looking for a name, and he said, Ladies of the East. That's where the sun rises. That's where Revelation first began. And so the Lord just let me know that through the women, God was going to raise up a group that will have revelatory knowledge, that will be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I mean, we have some pretty strong women, and it's a non-denominational meeting that we have. And when we have it, the criteria for being a part of it is you have to love Jesus.
Yeah,
you can be Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. It doesn't matter. The prerequisite is, do you love Jesus? If you love Jesus, we can work with you.
Yeah.
So that's what we do. We just empower women and encourage them to be all that they can be.
Wonderful. Good. And I really believe that God is just moving profoundly and greatly upon his women and raising them up and things, because that's what he had in his mind and his plan for his season and time and things. And we're just excited about what he's doing and some of the great doors that he's opening and things. And so if there may be some woman or a woman out there that is saying that they don't know where to start, or even maybe the Lord has given you a word or something that you want to share, I just want you, if you just don't mind, just ministering to the women or and things as well as the men or whatever God has laid on your heart for us today. Why don't you share that with us?
Thank you, Pastor. I praise God because he's speaking, and I believe he's speaking expressively to the church. For the last 3 weeks, God has been dealing with me concerning his compassion. I dealt 3 weeks ago with Nehemiah, how he was a man of compassion. And when you hear the turmoil that's in the world, you should have a compassion to do something about it. Once Nehemiah heard what was going on in Jerusalem, he didn't just sit back and continue to enjoy his blessing there at the Shushan Palace. But what he did something about it. He fasted, he prayed, and then he pursued to ask his master or his boss, could he go to Jerusalem to rebuild the walls? And what God is saying in these last and evil days, we must have a heart of compassion. Compassion. And if we have a heart of compassion, God is going to do something with that. We will never know what God will do until we act on compassion. God is moved when we move with him. Whatever the Lord said, hate what he hates and love what he loves. When we have a burden for the things that the Lord has a burden for, then we can see the blessings of the Lord in the land of the living. Then a week ago, I preached shalom, peace, God's peace be with you. And I told the saints, God has not forgotten about you. Sometimes when you go through so many tests and trials, you feel that you're all alone. But God said he has not forgotten about us. You can you must remember when you're going through your test, your storm, your trial, that God has not forgotten. There are going to be many offenses, many tests that's going to come our way. But just because the tests come, it doesn't mean that God is not with us. And then last week I preached, or the other day I preached, in the midst of this, we must realize, saints, and this is very important, we must realize in the midst of our tests and trials, God is going to give us everything that we have need of. He said that he will make a way of escape if we're not able to bear it. But because God gave us a test, that test is curtailed, is tailor-made for us, and we can handle it. God is trying to show forth his glory, and the only way he can show forth his glory is that the saints go through something. And when they go through, they must go through with cheerfulness. Be happy. Be patient. Another word in the Greek for patient is be cheerful. Patient is just not sitting back with your arms folded, patting your feet on the floor, but the Lord wants us to be cheerful. God said right in the midst of what you're going through with, God said he's going to be with us. And we must remember, according to the word of God, and this is my all-time favorite scripture found in Numbers 23:19, it says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Whatever God has said, it shall come to pass. Even in that story there in Numbers, how the king tried to get Balaam to curse the people of God. But I want you to know, just because you're going through a test, God has not forgotten. God has not cursed you. God said that you're blessed. I don't care who try to put you down. I don't care who try to put their foot on you. You are blessed and highly favored by God. All God wants you to do is just go through your test so he can get the glory out of it. All Balak wanted the man of God to curse the people. God, there's people out here that's trying to curse us, trying to stop us, even thoughts that will come to our own mind, telling us to stop, telling us to crawl in bed, cover your head up. Lord said, no, that is not my way. He said, right in the midst of this, I'm going to bless you. And I have learned when I'm going through trouble, just call on glory. You can't call on glory and glory not show up. When you call on the glory of the Lord weight, his dignity, his honor will come down and press upon us and lift us up to where we should be. In spite of the test, in spite of the trial, in spite of the tribulation. When you look at all the prophets of old and all those that's in the New Testament, they went through with joy. Paul was shipwrecked. Paul was beaten. He was in trouble of water. He was in trouble with people. But Paul said, I fought a good fight, and I finished my course. And this is what we have to do. Right in the midst of our tests and our trials, we have to fight the good fight of faith and lay hold to eternal life.
My God, my God. What a word. And I tell you, that is so profound. I tell you, I was over here trying to hold my seat over here and things and keep them from running down this aisle and this hallway here and things and rejoicing in the Lord our God. Oh, shada da bokasha. And
hallelujah.
We must recognize shana orabaka and things.
Thank
I tell you,
Lord.
I felt the power of God hit right there. Amen. And things, and I feel some chains being broken right there in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I tell you, you said something that was so profound that sometimes, woman of God, that people forget that what they're going through, and you said it so profoundly that that thing was tailor-made just for us or for them.
Yeah.
And things.
Yeah.
And I think that sometimes we can't grasp our mind around that in things,
mm-hmm.
and but you brought that thing out so profoundly in things, and then how you shared with us to the people of God to go through it cheerfully.
Yes.
And someone may be Dr. Montgomery Preventure, there may be somebody that's saying, you know, how do you go through this thing cheerfully? Can you share with them or give them some tips or something that they can do and things to go through this thing with cheerfully and just to recognize that, you know, like you said, that God is not a God that will lie in things and that he will make a way of escape. But some may be baffling in their mind and not knowing what to do and things to and how to maintain that cheerfulness at this particular time. Could you share something on that for us?
Well, what we have to realize, Pastor, and I know you well know this, we have been adopted by the Lord. The
yes.
Lord is now our Father. He told us that when trouble comes, he said, before you call, I will answer. He's our Abba. Abba means Father. Abba, Abba. We can say Father, Father, or Daddy, Daddy. And what we do, we stand on the Word of God. We cannot second guess the Word of God. If God says that I'm the head and I'm not the tail, then we have to rest assured that that is who I am. I am the head and not the tail. What we have to do when trouble comes is stand on the Word of God. You know how you hold your head, your eyes real tight and say, I believe, I believe, I believe. That's what the Lord wants us to do. In spite of what you see, I believe, I believe. And the more you begin to confess that, and once you confess it, then praise him. There's a scripture over in Hebrews. The Bible says, in Hebrews 11, I believe it's verse 13, it says the patriarchs died not seeing the promise but saw it afar off. But what they did, they pursued it, they embraced it, and then they confessed it. We that are in this 21st century, we have the Holy Ghost. The Father is on the inside of us. Therefore, we have to embrace. Those that did not have the Holy Ghost, they embraced it, they pursued it, and they confessed it. But here we are with the Holy Ghost. We won't open our mouth and say, Lord, I confess that you are the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Once we begin to confess what God has said, we will feel the strength of the Holy Ghost rising up upon us. But when we sit back and begin to pull the cover over our head, we cannot feel that power and that glory. We rest in the Word of God. And then when we rest in the Word of God, what we're actually doing is embracing what God has said. And once we embrace what God has said, then we confess out of our mouth, Lord, I got the victory. You may not see it right now with your natural eyes, but the Bible said we walk by faith and not by sight. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it yet, but we know the God that we serve. It's time for the people of God now to have confidence, trust, and rely in the God that they talk about.
Yes, and that's so profound, woman of God, that is so profile, and when you said that they will feel strength, I literally felt that umptionizing power in things I know it hit someone, but I felt the umptionizing of that, because sometimes people must have to feel the strength of the Lord by, like you were saying, confessing it and claiming what God said was going to be so for us as the children of God.
Yes.
And things. Yes. This is so good. I tell you, it's just blessing my soul. And you said something earlier also, too. You said something that was very profound, too, that we're living in such a time where so much things are happening and taking place. And I see one of the undercurrents and foul thing that I put on my Facebook about, there's a foul wind that's coming in, and this wind that's coming in wants to cause and incite fear and also to impede on people, where they won't be compassionate anymore or loving or reaching out because of the things that are happening in the world. And when you said that we must be compassionate, I believe that that's going to be critical for us as the children of God in things, is to maintaining a heartfelt compassion and love, even for the lost and their enemies. And sometimes that can be a hard note to take, a hard pill to swallow in things, when someone's kicking up against you, fighting you in things, and you steadily stretching your hands out to be kind to them and things. And so could you elaborate on that? Because it's so critical for us to embrace everything that God has for us.
Well, God has taken the body of Christ, especially during this time, to a greater dimension. It's a greater level. And what God really wants us to do now is look at the storm. And right in the eye of the storm, that's the most peaceful place there is. And I got to go back to this. I got to go back let the listeners know that, yes, many tests and trials is coming our way, but right in the midst of the storm, when all the water is topsy-turvy and the lightning is coming down and you're trying to get ahead and stressful times and children acting up, husband, wife acting up, God said just be rock steady and look in the eye of the storm, because you're coming out. Paul told them over in Acts, he said, there stood by me this night an angel. And the angel of the Lord said that we're going to be all right. And that's what we as people of God need to encourage one another, to tell one another, it's going to be all right. The angel of the Lord has proclaimed from the Lord that everything is going to be all right. All we have to do is just keep our mind stayed on him. He said that he will keep us in the midst of the storm. The problem is we get our eyes just like Peter did. When Peter was walking on the water, and then all of a sudden he looked down. When you look down, you will fall. You will go under. But I hear the scripture now saying, look up, your redemption draws nigh. I hear another scripture now saying, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Oh, Sheba. Hallelujah. The everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. That is a command. The King of glory is going to come into our situations, but we got to look up. Our Redeemer is up. Our Redeemer is nigh. Our Redeemer is walking by us. But we must have confidence and know for assurance that our God lives. Our God is not dead. The Bible says over in Psalms 117, verse 18, it says, I shall live and not die and declare. It's something about that declaring. You got to open up your mouth and say something. Oh, shot. You got to open up your mouth and say, I'm strong. You got to open up your mouth and say, I'm full of peace. You got to open up your mouth and begin to declare what God has already declared about you. Oh, bless God's high name. This is our season. This is a great day. This is a day that we need to know that God is in the midst of her, and he shall help her that right early.
And that right early. Oh, shout out, boy. My. I tell you, oh, Rabakasha.
Be encouraged. Just be encouraged. Be. You got to be this thing. You got to take your spot. You know how it is. You got to take your cut. You know, you got to say, excuse me, I'm going to be all right. I'm going to be all right. No matter what the devil is throwing at me, I'm going to be all right. You got to encourage yourself. That's what David did. David said, Lord, what shall I do? David didn't know. The men was coming after him. His money was gone. His cattle was gone. His honey was gone. David said, what am I going to do? And the Lord had to tell him, encourage yourself. And that's what we have to do in this last and evil days. We have to encourage ourselves. And then after we encourage ourselves, we got to pursue, overtake, and recover all.
And recover all. My. I tell you, woman of God, I tell you, what a way for us to close this thing out on today. I tell you, pursue and recover it all. I tell you, we close off of here on today. I tell you, this has been such a tremendous blessing, and I know the people in Radio
Lord.
Land have been tremendously blessed by the word that you have spoken into their lives and things and called them to remember the ways and the things of the Lord. I want to know if you could pray for the Radio Land on today at this particular time, and then we're going to get ready to close. But it has been a tremendous honor and privilege to have you on with us on today, and we look forward to having you back soon. So, but if you could pray and things, and then afterwards, or before you pray, tell us where if someone want to get in contact with you to invite you to come out and things to minister there. Would you let them know how that they can get in contact with you? And then if you will close us out in prayer.
All right. You can contact me through Facebook. I will have a number out there. Our church has a Facebook page, Ecclesia International Ministries. There's a phone number out there. You can contact us. And I would love to come and minister, be it woman, be it man, a youth group. I'm still youthful and dynamic. So I can minister to the body of Christ. And I would love to come and share with those that would love for the ministry to come. Because what I am all about is, or what I'm about is encouraging the people of God to be all they can be. All right?
Let us pray.
Father, we thank you right now for your goodness and your mercy. We thank you, Lord God, because you are our God, and besides you, there is none other. Now, Father, I pray for everyone up under the sound of our voices, Lord. Let them take courage, Lord. Let them be encouraged, Lord God. Let their heads be lifted up this day. Father, I beat back the hellhounds that will come up against their soul. I beat back the hellhounds that say that they cannot do this walk. Father, I ask you to strengthen everybody, Lord God, even those that's going to hear the recording, Lord God. Let the anointing of God just rest in this service, Lord. Let the anointing of God rest on this line, Lord. Echo Sheba. My God, let them be encouraged from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord. Let strength, Lord God, rise up in their legs, in their arms, Lord, in their minds, Lord God. Let them realize, Lord God, that they are the head and not the tail, Lord. I pray, Lord God, that there is nothing, Lord God, that will impede their growth in you, Lord God. Let them realize, Lord God, a test is a test. Let them know that they shouldn't panic, Lord. Let them know, Lord God, is only building them up, Lord God, and taking them to another dimension, Lord. My God, I pray that they become a reader and a listener of the word of God so they can be a doer, Lord. Hallelujah. My God, let your blessing rest upon them all, Lord. Take them, Lord God, into their ministry, Lord. Let them go, Lord God, knowing that you are on their side. Father, I pray that you bless Pastor Helen, Lord. Bless her, Lord God, and strengthen her, Lord God. She's doing a great work. Don't allow her to come down for nothing, Lord God. Allow these programs, Lord, to continue, Lord. Send the finances, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everything concerning her, Lord God, I pray that you will bless, Lord God. Keep a hedge around her, Lord. Touch her body, Lord God. Beat back sickness, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Father, do it for your name's sake and do it for your glory. And we shall give your name praise, glory, and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Oh, my God. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
My Lord, well, I tell you, woman of God, I tell you, Dr. Montgomery, Shandarabosha, I feel the power of God and I feel the anointing of God just exuding through this session. And I tell you, I know whoever would listen to this, they will be tremendously blessed. And we pray that
you
and the
Lord.
Ministry will continue to move forward into the things of God. And I want to say thank you again for being with
God
us on today. And I tell you, we will have you back again to be with us as well in the very near future. And this has been a tremendous blessing to have you, Dr.
You,
Mary
Pastor.
Ruth Montgomery. Amen. We
love
you. Love
you.
We love you. Amen. Keep up the great and wonderful word. So you have had it on today. We have had Dr. Mary Ruth Montgomery, the senior pastor of Ecclesia International Ministry, hailing from Warren, Michigan, doing a great and a mighty work there in Warren, the city of Warren in Michigan. We thank God for her on today, and we will be having her back with us. And I tell you, children of God, if you can go and look at her website and things, and or her church website and things there at the Mary Ruth Montgomery, actually on Facebook, and I know you'll be tremendously, tremendously blessed. Amen. This great woman of God, humble woman, a woman of God, one that loves God and the things of God. And serving God with humility and integrity to serve the people of God. And so, children of God, as I always will say, as I get ready to close, amen, and things, if you don't have it, God got it. And you're just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find, and knock, and it shall be open unto you. So if you don't have it yet, hold fast and hold on. Keep on seeking and keep on knocking. And don't forget to ask our Heavenly Father. And so until we meet again, I pray that you will encourage someone or call someone and let them know to meet us here again, here right at home. Helen Arm, Ministry of Empowerment. And so until we meet again, I pray that you will be blessed. And that you will be blessed, and God will bless you with a no sorrow blessing that will come to your house, yes, your house, on today. Until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord continue to make you rich and add no sorrow. Bye-bye.